Greetings and salutations, Internet. Welcome to another episode of Who's Your Brother? I'm the older of the two brothers. My name's Christian.
I am the younger of the two brothers. My name is Evan. It is so great to be back. Guess who's back? Back again. The brothers are back. Tell a friend.
Tell all your friends and your enemies, as we always say. Tell them all.
Really?
Tell the world. Tell other worlds. Tell aliens. Tell parallel dimensions. I'm getting into the ending too soon. Hi, welcome back. It's almost the Ides of April. It'll probably be the Ides by the time this gets loaded up, which means tax day.
Woohoo! I've already filed my taxes. I'm ahead of the game. I'm not going to be like that Simpsons episode with all the people crowded in the building. I remember having to physically file your taxes. I don't remember that because I'm too young. Do you remember having to physically file your taxes?
I remember mailing them in. I remember, like, I would go to the library and I would pick up my forms, my W-2s, the 1040, and I would fill it out myself because my shit was simple enough and I was good at math. And then I would mail it in. And I did that with the state forms. Like, the first time they were, like, online, I was like, I don't know if you can trust this internet.
See, you sound like the old man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to remember, like, I remember AOL and having to kill a cyborg to get on the internet. So it's like, that'll probably just take forever. It's easier just to mail it. Now it's like, if they asked me to fill out a physical one, I'd be like, are you fucking serious? you want me to write? Right? Well, what is this? The 1700s?
My dearest Evelyn, I write to you to tell you that I have filed mine taxes again. Mm-hmm. The process was arduous, and it cost me my left hand. Yeah. But it was worth it for us to eat our bread and circuses once again.
Yes. And of course, I always fill out my taxes for my jobs so that I get the most money. So every year I just end up owing like $50. To both, like, the state and the government. And I prefer it that way. I'm like, that's right. I don't need, like, a big fucking to-do at the end. Just give me the most of my money that I am allowed to have from the jump. That's the way I like it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, hey, while you're all getting your tax refunds, either you've already gotten them and maybe you're sitting on them for a rainy day, or maybe you will be getting them soon with the deadline coming up. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Might I tempt you to take a trip down to everyone's favorite House of Pancakes, IHOP, the International House of Pancakes.
Ah, yes, the International House of Pancakes, much better than the National House of Pancakes, which seems very fascistic.
Hey, remember when IHOP tried to be IHOB, and we all collectively made fun of them because that's the stupidest thing that a human has ever done ever?
Yeah,
that was the... And then they tried to play it off as like a bit. I was like, oh, no.
We were just joking.
No, sure you were, IHOP. Sure yeah. You were.
Okay, IHOP. Okay. That feels like another case of, we're X now. Like, sure, Twitter, shut the fuck up.
The difference is IHOP didn't actually go through with it. They were like, we're going to do it. And everyone went, that's fucking stupid. And they went, we're not going to do it.
It was a joke. Look at all the publicity we got.
Oh my god. It's like International House of Burgers. I don't know if you know this. I go to you at like 2 a.m. for chicken and waffles that isn't very good.
Right? You are like, you are a Waffle House that thinks it's too good to be a Waffle House. But I want you to know that, like, you're not much better than a Waffle House quality. And given the choice, I'll take a Waffle House any fucking day of the week.
See, I'm more of I'll go for the IHOP instead. I will go to the IHOP.
Fair enough, but I contend that the IHOP is just a Waffle House that thinks it's too good to be a Waffle House.
Oh, no, it definitely is. However, as we've talked about weird gimmicky crap before on this show with food restaurants, as it were, most at fast food, but hey, IHOP isn't immune to the occasional gimmick and then.
Well, we can like kind of transcend fast food and say that we deal with chain restaurants, you know?
Hey, there you go. There you go. That's absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Well, for all you fans and enthusiasts out there, IHOP has a Sonic the Hedgehog collaboration menu.
Oh, neat. That was definitely a thing that the world needed.
Absolutely it is. Are you kidding me? You've got themed menu items.
Right, of
course. Some of which I'll admit, don't make a lick of fucking sense because you're trying to overlap Sonic characters and IHOP.
Okay. Well, before you get started telling me what monstrosities they've come up with and my jaw hits the floor, I just have one quick question, all right? They did a Sonic menu at IHOP. I feel like they should have done a Sonic menu at Sonic. I feel like they really missed something there.
No, that somebody missed something. Some marketing schmuck missed the cue.
Right, because especially considering what my question is going to be, anybody who knows shit about Sonic lore knows he has a favorite food. Evan, you know his favorite food, don't you?
Of course I know his favorite food. Do you know his favorite food?
It's a fucking chili dog.
It's a goddamn chili dog.
Sonic loves chili dogs. That fucking, who was it? Was that John Mellencamp? Sucking on a chili dog!
Yeah, it's about Sonic the Hedgehog. That song is about Sonic the Hedgehog. He calls it Jack and Diane. It's about Sonic the fucking Hedgehog. Right. You're not fooling anybody.
Right, he couldn't call it Sonic and Tails because, you know, people weren't ready to hear that song about Sonic and Tails yet. Mostly because they hadn't been invented and John Mellencamp was seeing into the future. Probably through peyote or something, or maybe Buddhism. I'm not sure.
Those two.
Something. But either way, is there a fucking chili dog on this Sonic menu?
No.
Ah! Bullshit! No. Fucking bullshit! Alright. Yeah. How dare they? How fucking dare they? I'm gonna have a Sonic menu without a fucking chili dog on the menu? Did they do anything like chili dog themed? Does anything have chili on it?
No.
Ah! Fuckers.
No, nowhere. Not close.
The lot of them. Well, what did they offer us on this, I'm using air quotes, though you can't see it, Sonic menu? I use my air quote voice there.
So, again, some of these I'm like, okay, that's kind of creative. Others, you were really stretching for some of these. Okay, so they have themed menu items around the three main Sonic characters, that is Sonic, Knuckles, and Tails, Dr. Eggman, Amy, and Shadow.
Okay.
You know, emo Sonic.
Yeah. Yes. Or goth Sonic, whichever you want to go with.
That's right, Shadow the Hedgehog fans. Come at me.
he's absolutely Hot Topic Sonic.
Sounds fun, too.
It does. Don't sue me, Hot Topic.
Please, nobody sue us.
Right. Although I feel like they should really just get on that and just make a shirt that says Hot Topic Sonic with a picture of him on it.
So good. Like the whole string of words that you just said.
You're missing out on money here, fucking Hot Topic. Anyway, please do go on. What are these accursed menu items?
The weird thing is, they're not even that cursed. You have Knuckles Chicken Sandwich. Which I get it, knuckle sandwich, But it's like, it's just a chicken sandwich with like bacon and avocado and like a few other things. Whatever. Sonic's Blue Blur Special. That's the Sonic menu item.
Of course.
Instead of a chili dog, it's just blueberry pancakes with like a shitload of blueberries on top.
Lots and lots of blueberry pancakes. Okay.
Very many blueberries, yes. This is the truly confusing one. This is the one where, like, wow, you guys really had to stretch for this one. It is Tails 2x2x2. And it is, quite simply, two eggs, two pieces of bacon, and two pancakes.
Because he has two tails.
Correct. Correct. Because that's it. Do you get it?
Do you get it? Yeah. Two of
There's
them.
There's two.
Two of everything. Because of the two tails. Which is how he got his name. And how he flies.
Seriously, though, how do the tails work? Do they, like, twirl? Is it like a gear, like, somewhere on his ass end that just, like, spins around? How does that work? You know what? I'm not going to get into the logistics of tails' flying ability.
I feel like he's got some sort of, like, rotator, like, shoulder-type joint, you know? Or hip-type joint, like, where that tail connects. It's got to have something like that. I'm just wondering how it gets fast enough to, like, really, like, get the lift. That thing's got to be going insanely fast. Like, if it hits you, it'd, like, probably, like, break your jaw or something.
Almost certainly, you know? Like, Sonic's wasting time fucking jumping. You just hold tails up to somebody and, like,
pop. Right, exactly. That dude's got to be going, like, faster than, like, a helicopter, you know? So, anyway.
Okay. We have, Here's a true clever one for you, for all you pawn enjoyers out there. Dr. Eggman's Benedict.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
Do you get it?
Yep, Eggs Benedict.
Do you get it?
Eggs fucking Benedict. Ha 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 ha.
Hey, fun fact. It is literally just Eggs Benedict and a hash brown.
And a
That's
hash brown.
it.
That's it.
That's it. That's the meal.
Well, I guess, like, how would they have made that? They really can't make it a robot, I guess, to make it like ultra special. So they didn't even try to invent new ones. I'm seeing a pattern here.
No.
They just took
No,
old stuff and
no.
they're like, no, it's Sonic.
Yeah, it's Sonic themed now. We've got Amy's Sweet Strawberry Delight, which is, from what I can tell, a waffle with a scoop of ice cream and some strawberries.
Well, I feel like that one's at least trying.
Question mark?
Yeah,
An effort?
was this on the menu before though? Did you always have this, or were they like, no, let's just take a waffle and spruce it up a little bit, which is what you should do for like a themed menu. Take what you have and then Denny's had a Hobbit themed fucking menu once. I can't remember what was in the pancakes, but I remember just thinking they were the fucking bomb.
I do remember the Hobbit-themed menu, though. I have vague recollections of that one.
But they did themed fucking foods. They, took what they had and they fucking spruced it up some. They did the work. Thank you, Denny.
Finally,
Thank you, Denny's.
Denny's putting in the real effort.
Is
Finally, we have Shadow the Hedgehog, who just
it just
has.
oh, it should just be black coffee.
No, it's chocolate pancakes.
What?
Yeah, it's like. It's like a double, like a double chocolate cookie. You got like the chocolate cookie part, and you got the chocolate chips
Chips
in
inside,
it. That's what it is, but in pancake form. That's all it is.
Okay. So Shadow is dessert for breakfast. Haha.
Oh, fucking goddamn it! I wasn't even reading the descriptions of these.
Oh God.
Holy shit! Hang
That.
on,
All right.
Shadow's Chaos Chocolate Pancakes. Here we go. The description. This is verbatim, but word for word. Go ahead and be a little chaotic. A four stack filled with chocolate chips is the ultimate pancake experience. The ultimate pancake experience.
It just sounds like chocolate chip pancakes with fuck chocolate chip pancakes, people.
That's all it
Ugh.
Oh my
The ultimate
God.
chaotic experience. Get the fuck out of here. You wanna
Oh.
do the ultimate chaotic experience? Get that and then throw like some scorpion sauce on it, all right?
You put like some fucking Diablo sauce or some shit on that. Just really make it like wild.
And then throw some cottage cheese on it or something. All right, that's chaos.
Oh
And
my God.
sometimes you have those little random fucking concoctions of shit, and they turn out awesome. But those motherfuckers are trying to oversell chocolate pancakes with chocolate chips.
Honest to God, here's the thing, and I know we spent a long time on this one bit, but it gets just a little bit weirder,
Oh, does it
with the
now?
fact that so IHOP has an awards program.
Of course they do.
Did
Everybody does, don't they?
I just do you know what the rewards like system is called?
Oh, I fear to ask the way you're setting it up, but do tell.
First of all, it's called the International Bank of Pancakes.
I bop.
So that's the start.
Is it
But
pa
there's like, no, please
Is it
go ahead.
pancake dollars or something stupid like that?
It's Pancoin.
Pancoin.
It's fucking Pancoin.
Oh, good God. Oh God, that sounds like a shitty crypto.
Oh my God, a pancoin is a crypto pancake.
God damn
That's
it!
what it says. What is a pancoin? Right here. A pancoin is a crypto pancake.
Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out, IBOP! I don't want you anymore. Oh, I don't want to live on this fucking planet. All that was so stupid. All of that was
Oh
so
man.
incredibly stupid.
It
Fuck.
gets even weirder.
Oh God, of course it
More
does.
than that. You can use your Pancoin, and again, I'm reading this off of IHOP's website. You can use Pancoin to unlock exclusive Sonic in-game content.
What?
You can get in-game shit in your Sonic video game if
Man, get the fuck out of here!
crying right now.
What the fuck?
Shit.
Late stage capitalism is the weirdest fucking shit, man. Yo, you eat enough pancakes and you can get this special Sonic skin where it looks like he's wearing a pancake. Tails will become a fucking plate of hash browns. Shadow is dripping in chocolate.
Quark, capitalism wasn't supposed to live this long. Things are getting weird.
So fucking weird. What the shit, man? Oh, I used my crypto pancakes to buy Sonic. Is not a fucking sentence I ever thought I would speak. What the shit, man? Like, capitalism's just so fucking weird. Yeah, spend money here so that you can get the special in-game content. They are, wow, man, they are doing something weird with these fucking microtransactions these days.
It has gone so far off the rails.
Right.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, the rails are way fucking far behind us. Cannot see the fucking rails. Do not recall the rails, all right? Rails. Oh, what are these rails you speak of? The only rails I'm doing are these big rails of cocaine so I can fucking make these crazy pancakes. Spend my fucking pan coin on Sonic content.
Okay. But there has to be. There has to be like either a lunatic or a small child who's so excited to go to the IHOP because yay, I can get an IHOP themed skin in my Sonic game.
Right.
Like fucking little Billy is losing his mind over this shit.
Right. He loves Sonic. IHOP's his fucking favorite place to go. You mean I can get Sonic stuff if I go to IHOP? Oh my god, life lined up for me. Hell yeah. Everything's coming up, Billy. Jesus fucking tits. Dumbest fucking timeline. Pancoin. No, wait. Was it Pancoin? Was that what you said?
It was Pancoin. It was Pancoin.
Fucking crypto. I fucking hate it. Hate NFTs, too. I'm glad those are fucking dying off.
Oh, we all are. It was all very stupid. But fuck, it's funny as hell. Oh, my God. Oh. Okay, I'm gonna get a quick drink of water.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Gotta take a breather after realizing how far we have fallen. What a terrible fucking reality and timeline we exist in sometimes. Like, what the fuck is this shit? Get the fuck out of here, IHOP, with your international bank of pink IBOP. Oh my god. Oh, man. And here I just thought we were going to be discussing silly Sonic-themed foods at IHOP, but instead we delved down a rabbit hole of fucking crypto, fucking pancake-themed crypto for hedgehog games. Okay. All right.
Please, distract us. Get me off this topic because I'm still laughing about it.
Oh, well, actually, I think this is a good segue because, you know, that's a microtransaction, but you had brought up that Activision is doing a macro transaction, basically.
The macro transaction, yes, of course. Mm. All right, we need to talk about this one. So let me open this one off by saying, hey, Activision, I hope somebody in the higher-ups is listening to this because fuck Activision, fuck you, Activision.
Fuck you, Activision.
There was a time when I didn't regard you as horrible, sleazy corporate douchebags. That time has long passed, you understand. And yes, so are you familiar with the Godzilla X Kong movie that came out recently?
The New Empire, I believe it was called.
Yes, indeed, that is the one.
Yeah, I've been told that it is a fun popcorn action flick.
That is my understanding of it. It's one of those things where, like, do not go to this movie looking for deep cinema. You are going to this because it is a lizard and a monkey fighting a bigger monkey.
Yes, exactly. It's like the last time I watched it, it was like, hey, do you want to watch Lizard fight Monkey? And I was like, yes, I want to watch Lizard fight Monkey. And then they were like, surprise, they also fight Mecha Lizard. Like, oh, super cool! And then when they would like try to explain what was happening, I was like, that all sounds very silly, so I'm just going to ignore it. And just be like, sure, that's what's happening. Monkey and lizard fighting. It's cool, man. It's cool. You didn't really have to do a lot to get me here. It's like when I saw fucking, what was it? Pacific Rim. They were like, hey, you want to watch giant monsters fight giant robots? Like, yes, absolutely.
You know what? I think I would like to watch that. I think I'd like that quite a bit.
Anyway, though, I suppose this has something to do with the macro, though.
Yes, it does. So, Call of Duty, one of the most popular video games of all time.
If not the.
If not the, there's certainly some strong contenders in there, but I don't know what we're on anymore. I stopped keeping track of which Call of Duty game is out these days. I don't give a shit. Hang on, let me see if I can't pull it up.
Oh, there's gotta be like 30 of those fucking games.
Oh well, no, there's a million of them now. I just don't know which iteration. And I think because they started doing remakes, and then it was like they had Modern Warfare, but it wasn't like the original Modern Warfare. They made a new Call of Duty Modern Warfare. So I don't even know what to call the first Call of Duty Modern Warfare since they share a name now. I digress. Whatever the fucking Call of Duty is they're on now. There is now an $80 microtransaction, or as I'm calling it now, a macro transaction.
The macro,
In that
yes.
game.
Now it begs the question, what are you getting for $80 in this game, which you probably already paid fucking $80 for?
You're getting the monkey's fist. You seen the trailers where he's got where Kong got like that cool like mechanical fist that he's punching stuff with,
Yeah, where it's he's they've somehow built him giant robo arm.
Yeah, you get the robo arm.
Get the robo arm. Is this like a one
It didn't
punch,
matter
one
to
kill
me.
thing?
Oh no, it's just a standard melee weapon.
Okay, just standard melee weapon. That's
Yeah, but it
looks
cost you eighty
look
dollars.
that looks like the mechanical arm from the new Godzilla and Kong movie.
Black.
It costs
Yes.
$80.
Yes, it does.
Okay, Evan, I have a question.
Yes,
And
of course.
I feel like you're the person to ask this.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Hey, fun fact, I asked myself that exact same question when I saw that and went, hey, Activision, what the fuck?
Yeah, Activision, what the fuck? In what fucking timeline is it okay to charge $80 for a basic fucking melee? $80 for anything, man? Like, even if it was like a one punch, one kill. Are you fucking serious? 80 fucking dollars? The fucking price gouging.
$80.
The goddamn price gouging.
$80. So, in honor of this, I wanted to just run through a list of very excellent games that you can purchase on Steam for less than the cost of this one macro transaction.
Okay, do go on. Tell us some good games you can get for much cheaper than this fucking fist. For cheaper than you can get fisted.
In fact, I'm going to throw this up. I have my Steam, I have my personal Steam list open right now. I'm going to list off a string of games that I personally love and adore, and give some of them a shout out. And again, you can get all these games for cheaper than $80 because fucking of course you can. Let's run down the list. Divinity: Original Sin 2, Risk of Rain 2, Dark Souls 3, Dead Space: The Original 2008, Dead Space the Remake, which is also cheaper than $80. Lethal Company, Fell, Cave Story, Celeste, Hades, Hollow Knight, Hyperlight Drifter, Inside, Stardew Valley, Terraria, Titan Souls, Transistor, Undertale, BioShock Infinite, BioShock 1, BioShock 2, Borderlands 2, Doom Eternal, Just Cause 3, Titanfall 2, Chrono Trigger, Disco Elysium, Mass Effect, Neo Kuni 2, Path of Exile, Polybridge, Portal 2, and Prey.
Well, all right then. There you have it, folks. An entire list of games that you can get for much cheaper than this single fist. That's cheaper than you can get fisted. I recently the games I've gotten back into is Mortal Kombat. I've always loved Mortal Kombat, but I haven't played one since fucking 9, hilariously enough. And there's like three more since then. So like I found them for sale on the PlayStation Store for like $5 a pop, like the Ultimate
Hell yeah.
Editions. I got that. I got Mortal Kombat XL, Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate Edition, and the two Injustice games. I think I got like the super editions of those both for like $5 now. So that's four games I got for a quarter of the cost that it is to get fisted on this Modern Warfare game.
It's one of those things. I know I mentioned this last time, but I want to reiterate this point. It has gotten to a point now where if I see somebody wandering around with a microtransaction, I'm not going to think, ah, damn, they must have worked really hard to get that one. You know? No, now I think you are a fool. You are a complete fool. You have wasted your money. You worked hard for that money, and you've just chucked it into the garbage and said, I don't need it. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
I don't. What compels a human to go through with this? To promote this? To say, yes, somebody will buy this product.
Because somebody will buy that product. And
Somebody will, in fact, buy that product.
Evan, as I always like to remind people, line must go up.
Line must go up. You can't make the line go up if people can't afford your fucking product.
Yeah, well, okay, so here's the thing that they've actually fucking discovered. They can do this. They can overcharge, and somebody's gonna buy it. Now, they're gonna price out quite a few people, but the people who still buy it, they're betting that it's going to offset the people who can't buy it and still earn them enough money, if not more, than if they had made it cheap enough for everyone to buy. Disneyland learned this during, well, after COVID. When they were allowed to open back up, but only like to like, like a fifth capacity or some shit, whatever it was then. But when they did that, they're like, hey, we can only let in so many people, so we're gonna charge more. And they were like, they realized that, like, oh, people love coming to Disneyland and rich folks will fucking still come to it, and we can still make as much, if not more, money. So they, even after, all the restrictions were lifted, they kept their prices raised. They're like, fuck it. We'll just price out the fucking poor people. Who gives a shit? And that's basically what like they're counting on, is they're just like yeah, we're just gonna keep pricing out the fucking poor people, and then down at our end, we're still like begging, like, please raise our wages, we're dying, everything keeps getting more expensive. And they keep saying that prices go up because wages go up, when in fact it's just corporate greed as it's always been.
You know what? No, absolutely true. It's like, I don't know, it's like the microtransaction, like gambling rule, for like mobile games or like, free to play games, freemium games, if you will.
Yeah, the freemiums.
Where it's like, we don't actually need 100% of the player base to, pay our outrageous prices for this random bit of digital garbage. We just need 10% to buy this ra to like spend a shitload of money on our random digital garbage, and that'll compensate for everyone else.
Yeah. The way they get me is I have a game on my phone. It's a Simpsons game. Simpsons Tapped Out. I've been playing it for years, quite literally years. Shit, probably like 5 at this point. And they have like a little event every 6 weeks. Every 6 weeks they have an event. The event gives you new stuff if you complete all the quests in time. But they also like, hey, you have a chance to buy this guy. Like, you can buy this character for $10 every time they have an event. Buy this character. And I never do that. But then at the end of the year, they have a Black Friday sale where they'll be like, hey, we'll let you buy like the special currency for extra cheap, and that'll allow you to buy special characters. And every year I'm like, I'll spend $50 just to do that. It's my little treat to myself, like my treat yourself. And then I fucking upgrade my Springfield. I have like 600 people in my little city.
Oh my God. Yeah, well, I mean, hey, that's the standard marketing move, and I'm pretty sure that this macro transaction, again, I'm going to call it that because that's what the fuck it is,
Oh, absolutely.
is like, I'm pretty sure this is a limited time event. Oh, you've only got a limited time to get this, because it's, tied to an event kind of thing, tied to a movie release.
All
And,
right.
they use that to generate, FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yeah, fear of missing out, and what's it called? Scarcity. Manufactured scarcity.
That is correct.
Those cups did the same thing. You remember those cups that were big like a month or two ago?
Oh, the Stanleys.
Stanley.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that by being like, hey, this one's only going to be out for like a couple weeks or whatever. It's a limited edition. A lot of the bands that I listen to or websites that make merch that I like, they'll do that too. They'll be like, hey, this thing's only on sale for 48 hours and then we're not making it again. But yeah, the manufactured scarcity, the FOMO, Yeah, that's part of how they get you to like be like, oh, I guess I can spend this $80 on a to get fisted.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, fun fact about the Stanley Cups. You know they were lined with lead?
I had heard that.
So if it got damaged at any point, it could leak lead into your water. And several people reported cases of lead poisoning.
Fucking awesome. Fucking awesome. What a
Oh, what a magnificent timeline.
Right, yeah, no, fucking perfect. Everything is going just the way it should be. Death is certain.
And in fact, working as intended. Oh, hey, speaking of death being certain, I think we've had a certain special someone kick the bucket.
Absolutely, absolutely. Everybody, we lost a real one recently.
Is that what we're calling him now?
Yeah, he was a real one. He was a real convicted criminal. He was a real professional athlete. He was a real movie star. He was in multiple films.
Correct.
and he really probably murdered somebody, two people.
Almost certainly, yes.
Yeah, like he didn't get convicted of it, criminally, but did get found liable civilly. So there's that. But we are, of course, talking about Orenthal James Simpson, aka OJ Simpson, aka The Juice.
The juice is no longer loose.
Yeah, the Juice succumbed to his battle to cancer and passed away, apparently surrounded by his children and grandchildren, and I'm sure to the delight of Ron Goldman's father, who is just hated the shit out of that guy.
Well,
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, look, it's reasonable.
Yeah, abso-fucking-lutely it's reasonable. That
I
motherfucker
mean,
almost certainly killed fucking Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown and got away with it because he had fucking a killer lawyer team and that cop was racist and that's what they fucking like hung it on.
that is correct, yes. So you know what, folks? Oh gosh, what can I say about OJ? I liked him when he was a running back for the Buffalo Bills.
I'm not a sports
Was
guy.
cool.
Yeah, I'm not a sports guy. I never understood him being good at sports. Like what I knew him from was from the Naked Gun movies, which I loved as a kid. So I always want to rewatch them, but I always feel like it'll be weird now just watching O.J. Simpson. Like that guy definitely fucking murdered some people.
And apparently, I didn't even know this before. Like right before we started recording, my brother dropped a weird bombshell on me that our sister has met O.J. Simpson.
Our oldest sister, Angie, was down in Florida with some friends, and a friend of her friends knew of a party going on at O.J. Simpson's house and invited them to go. I guess at least one of her friends, maybe both of them, were like, "Oh, I don't want to do this. I don't think we should do this." But our sister was like, "Fuck that! How often do you get invited to O.J. Simpson's house? We've got to do this." So they went and they partied with him, and I sent my brother the picture of our sister with O.J. Simpson.
Hanging out all around O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, that's our sister for you. She saw the opportunity to hang with a suspected murderer and was like, "Fuck yeah." This is back like in her college days. Don't get me wrong, like if I had that opportunity, I'd have been like, "Shit, yeah, we should fucking go to O.J.'s house."
Oh my God. I mean, fuck, right? I see, because I'm like, I don't know. I'm a very anxious individual. I'm a pretty heavy overthinker. So I'm like, fuck, dude. Am I gonna get murdered?
Nah, see, I think I'd be all right, because I wouldn't be involved with any chick he was flirting with. I would just like stay the fuck away from, like, nah. And I would never bring up the deaths of Nicole and Ron. I'd just be like, "Hey, man, it's a real nice house. Thanks for having us."
Just sidle up to him like real and like real quietly like so did you do it?
No. You know what you
Did
would have.
you
You know what you would have had to ask him. So, did you ever find the real killers? Because
it?
for those of you who don't remember, he did promise to one day find the real killers. He'll probably be happy to know that the real killer is dead.
He'll be so relieved.
Yeah. Oh, look, he just also happens to be fucking dead.
Don't you remember the South Park episode where Butter's mom goes insane and tries to kill him by like sending him into a river?
Yeah.
And then like the because it was the Ramses and it was somebody else. Because the Rams and also definitely killed their kid, like 100%. It was somebody, it was like a senator, I'm pretty sure. I actually remember who that was. But there was like, oh, Jay, over here. Yeah, they were murdered by some Puerto Rican guy.
Yeah, some Puerto Rican guy. Of course, some Puerto Rican guy.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
Brittany, catch that son of a bitch.
and then the episode ends with like the parents like screaming, like we were always worried that people were looking at us going, "Murderer! What do you know? What did you do?"
And they look at my wife and go, "Liar! You liar! Tell us what you know, you murdering liar!" And that's what people think about us. Well, thank God we don't have to worry about that with OJ, because again, he probably didn't do it.
Oh, what? No, he got acquitted, man. The glove didn't fit. And if it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Absolutely. Would you just tell me too that you had to kind of explain this concept to our nephew?
He was trying to say OJ didn't do it, and I was telling him, I was like, "Nah, man, he probably did it." He's like, "Why would you say that?" I was like, "He wrote a book called If I Did It, where he basically confesses. He's like, hey, this is what would have happened, and why I would have done it." Like, that's a confession.
That lines up shockingly well with what happened, actually, Juice.
Right? And then like he asked he's like, "Well, why would he do it?" I was like, "He was mad about, his ex-wife and the guy she was hanging out with and decided that was the way to deal with it." It always makes me think of that Chris Rock fucking shit from like one of his old stand-ups. Like, he was talking about OJ would see this woman driving around a car he's paying for with some dude, and they're both going to a house that he's still paying for. Now, I'm not saying he should have killed her, but I understand. Like yeah, like I hear that too. Like, I get where the anger come from, but like, murder was not the solution there.
Mother was not
Juice
the answer to that one.
or real killers.
Some Puerto Rican guy who definitely did it.
Right, yeah. But OJ also definitely fucking armed robbed some people because he went to prison for that one for 9 years.
He definitely did, yes. Wasn't he also like on trial for some kind of gambling something or other?
Well, I think that might have had something to do with the stuff he stole.
Was that stuff he stole?
Because I think it was in Vegas. It was a whole thing about like memorabilia that was his or some shit. Oh, and here's a fun fact that I just read while I was researching this. So after the armed robbery, the guy that he robbed, I think, or one of the guys he robbed, or somebody who had something to do with the robbery, was recorded yelling and screaming about what a piece of shit OJ was. And he said, he's like, "I helped him set up his offshore accounts so he didn't have to pay off the families." Like, oh damn, because he like died owing them like hundreds of millions of dollars that he just was always like, "I'm so broke that I lost all my money." So,
Oh my God.
but yeah, it was always thought that he had fucking offshore accounts where he was just, yeah, keeping his shit so he didn't have to pay the families, which is like, holy shit, man. Like, just scum shit on top of scum shit, but whatever.
Well, you know what?
He's
We can
fucking
all
dead
rest
now.
e We can all rest easy now. He's dead.
The juice is dead.
He's dead. The juice is dead.
The juice is dead.
Oh, and you know what? I feel like we should have at least a solid 3 seconds of silence. All right,
Okay,
we're
cool.
good. All right. Well, rest in, I don't want to say peace. Rest, I guess, Juice.
All right.
You've earned it?
You're gone. Probably good riddance, man. I don't fucking know.
Hey, what can I say about O.J. Simpson? He's dead. End of sentence.
Great, yeah. Goodbye to the juice.
All right. Well, moving on from that. Something completely different. What else? What else? What else?
So Arizona has enacted a fucking Civil War era law that basically bans all abortion unless the mother's life is in danger, which is always a fucking difficult thing to prove because you've got to like go before a court and prove it, which is like why. But either way, so they've basically banned abortion, and it's insanely unpopular. Their Supreme Court basically was like, yeah, this law that's been on the books since before Arizona was a fucking state
Correct.
is going to be used to make sure that there's no more abortions in the state. And yeah, it is just the people are revolting. Like they're having a vote in November. They're putting it on the ballot to enshrine female reproductive care into law, so that this shit will be overturned. But yeah, no, it's fucking stupid, and it's so hilarious because all the people who supported this shit are trying to backtrack now. Well, most of them, like Lindsey Graham, still going like full hog for it because the
Lindsey Graham.
religious people are his bread and butter. He'll fucking tout that fucking abortion. He's the one who puts forth like votes for federal abortion bans. That's Lindsey Graham for you. He's total trash. But so yeah, like Trump is like trying to kind of backtrack on it, and Carrie Lake, who like tried to run for governor of Arizona, even though she's like on record multiple times talking about, hey, we've got this law on the books, so if they repeal Roe v. Wade, all we've got to do is say we've already got this law. And like Trump is, of course, on record like touting that he would get Roe v. Wade overturned, and then like being like, hey, I got that overturned. They said it couldn't be done, and I fucking did it. I'm great. That's because I put all those fucking pro-life justices on there. He's just, yeah, they have him on record flat out supporting this shit, and now he's trying to be like, oh, they might have gone too far. Like this is what you did, okay?
These fucking spineless gits, like every last one of them, they're trying to, they're trying to have their cake and eat it too. They're trying to get what they want put into place, which is, suppression of certain groups of people. It starts somewhere, it'll eventually trickle down somewhere to where only, their people have the power. And by that point, it'll be far too late for anyone to stop them, but I'll let it get to that point.
Shit.
And then when it becomes wildly unpopular and everyone's like, that's fucking shitty. You shouldn't do that. They're like, oh, well, no, hang on. I didn't. Maybe it went too far. Just make sure you vote for me in November.
Oh, yeah, no, this shouldn't have happened. How did this happen? How did this happen? You set the fucking path for this shit to happen. Yeah, and then sit there like, what? I just wanted
What?
states to have the rights to, pass their own abortion laws. I can't believe that they would ban abortion. What?
What? I feel like I need the fucking Mark Wahlberg from The Happening. What? No.
Yeah. Can you guys just give me a second to think? Can you guys just give me a second?
Just give me a second. Just one second.
Fucking Happening. What a silly movie.
It's brilliant. It's a brilliantly acted film, frankly.
Oh, yes.
But regardless, yeah, no, the fucking that Arizona shit. Was Arizona even like? I actually have no idea. Is that a red state? Is that a blue state?
Oh, it's a red state.
It's a. I mean, in fact, I should have known, honestly. But for some reason, in my brain, I was like, yeah, that's blue. What the fuck are they doing that for?
No, like as per usual, near their major metropolitan areas, that's where you'll find more blue. But I'm pretty sure Arizona as a whole is a red state.
It's the Georgia effect.
Well, and that's true for basically any red state. Like when you look near their major cities, the it gets pretty blue. But like all of the rural places, fucking red, you know?
Texas can't possibly be like that, though, right? Texas has got to be like just red-blooded all the way
Oh
through.
wait, no. I am mistaken. It looks like maybe Arizona was blue. Yeah, no. In 2020, it was blue.
That's extra confusing than Arizona. Here's a quick question for you. The fuck are you doing, you dumb bastards?
No, I have fuck idea.
Oh my God. Well,
Yeah, no.
hey.
My apologies for misrepresenting you, Arizona. But it looks
I
like
don't apologize for saying fuck you stupid bastards, because that stands.
shit. Yeah, well, that's the thing though. It's the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court made
No,
the
yeah, of
rule,
course.
and like as usual with Supreme Courts, that's a less oversight than governments and whatnot. I think the Governor of Arizona might be Democratic, but yeah, so but anyway, they're putting it on the ballot for the people to vote on this year. See, that's the thing though. I feel like Arizona might be a swing state now that I think about it, because like John McCain was from fucking Arizona.
Good old John McCain.
But yeah, he was known as like the renegade or whatever the fuck. But yeah, so yep. Maybe I should just ask that one. Is Arizona a swing state?
There we go. Let's see what we get. You know what, Arizona? We're here to represent you properly.
Let's see. The state has traditionally gone Republican in presidential elections, except for Bill Clinton's win in 1996. Arizona voted Republican from 52 to 2016. 2016 saw Donald Trump win by a narrower margin. Nominee in 2020, Joe Biden won the state by 0.3%.
Okay.
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 All right. So it's a traditionally red state that went blue, hilariously enough, for Joe Biden, of all people.
Of all people, that's such an interesting one to go blue for, Arizona. I must say, that is an interesting flex.
Indiana went blue for the first for Obama for the first time.
Did it really? I actually did not know that.
Yeah, that was the first election I ever voted in.
Really? What was the 09?
08.
08, my mistake.
Yeah, he was inaugurated in 09.
Inaugurated 09, election in 08.
But yeah, no, Indiana was so close that they weren't able to call it until like 3 hours later.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I remember I was trying to stay up just to see, like, Jesus, is that close? Did we actually go blue? Because we were a traditionally Republican state.
Oh yeah, no, we're a red state through and through. We're Mike Pence's home state.
Ugh, good God. Not a thing we're proud of.
Hey, fun fact. I have de so being a delivery driver that I am, I won't name names here, but I have in fact delivered. I have delivered to both Mike Pence's house and to the governor's like mansion, like Governor Holcomb's mansion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no joke.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, well, it's cool insofar as like this is a neat novelty.
Yeah,
I hate you,
yeah,
but
no,
you
yeah,
know.
no. Government officials are cool, but like the novelty of it is like, oh, yeah, I did not know that you would deliver to the governor's mansion. That's neat.
Yeah, it was a neat thing. Had a whole security system, you know. I had to go up to the gate and be like, "What are you here for?" And I'm like, "I'm just delivering flowers, man."
I'm just the fucking flower guy.
Like some fucking I don't even call it a cop, but some dude in like a uniform kind of thing, like suit uniform, you know, came up to the van, like, and you know, like took them from me as I'm getting out. He's standing next to the van, and I'm getting the flowers. And I'm like, "All right, man, they're right here. I promise."
Don't move the flowers. No sudden movements.
That was a fun one for me. Yeah, a little anecdote for everyone. But Arizona, you know, just
Get
vote. Voter it, get it out there.
your shit together. No, man, like I worry that voting's not doing enough because the whole system's still fucked anyway, and I don't know. I worry that Biden's, of course, losing fucking, support and whatnot. So,
Biden's losing a lot more than support. Biden's in his fucking mind, man. That's what I'm worried about.
so is Trump, though. That's the thing. If you
You
listen
know, they
to,
both are.
yeah, no, if you listen to either of them talk, Joe can be a little sharper sometimes. Like I've heard him be like, pretty sharp sometimes, but other times it's like he's just a rambling old dude. But Donald, like every time I fucking hear that dude talk, I feel like it's like, what is this fucking word salad? Like I need to listen to it like two or three times before I can like comprehend what the fuck he's trying to say, because he's not trying to say anything. He's just,
No, absolutely not.
yeah, he's trying to like say as little as possible, but all the fucking catchphrases that get people worked up.
I
And of course,
don't.
sometimes he's just divorced from reality.
Oh no, absolutely. Well, okay. I will say most government officials, most rich people, as it were, and government officials are nothing if not a bunch of rich people, are wholly divorced from reality. They have no idea about the common person and what goes on in these sorts of like situations and things as it
Sure,
stands.
absolutely, absolutely. And that's true for him too, but like he's also divorced from like his own reality. Like the things that are going on around him, he's like just blatantly lying about. Like that's not what's happening. Like, yes, this is a witch hunt. They're all against me. Like, nah, man, that's not what's happening. You're a criminal. Like you're a total piece of shit, and people are trying to get some sort of justice here, which they're not gonna get. But thank Bless them for trying. Oh, bless your heart.
They're trying so hard.
Right? So hard. Just good on you. Putting in the effort. Putting in the fucking effort. Fucking government officials. All right. Evan, I have a sillier one, I suppose. There was a ranking of what states have the best and worst roads in the United States. Where do you think Indiana placed?
It's got to be low. It has to be low because I've driven my fair share of Indiana roads at this point, and well, they're pretty awful. All things considered, they're quite terrible. In fact, I was coming back home just this Friday from a concert that I was seeing from downtown. Great concert, fantastic. It was AJR. Fuck, they blew the roof off the place. It was so good. Best concert I've ever been to. And right. Hand of God. But regardless, driving home, having this great experience, and I hit a gargantuan pothole and immediately feared for my car's safety. I wanted to, like, stop and just, like, apologize and just be like, I'm so sorry.
I didn't mean it, car. I'll make it up to you.
Oh, but so we've got to be low. All right, is 50 like as bad as it gets, or is that like
Yes, 50 is the worst.
Okay, 50 is the worst. In that case, I'm gonna say 37.
Coming in at number 37, we have Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Okay, hit me with it. Where's our actual ranking then?
Indiana. In the most Indiana way possible, was very fucking in the middle and came in at number 23. A very
23.
A very C student of Indiana.
Look, Indiana, I've always said, is the C student of states. Not bad, not great.
Right. But yeah, our roads seem to signal that as well. Do you want to guess who had the worst roads?
Who had the worst roads? All right. I'm trying to region lock this one. Is it someone on the East Coast?
It is.
Northeast?
Yes.
Well, small states, fairly speaking, at least. I don't think it would be New York. Was it Rhode Island?
Oh, you're so close. Rhode Island's number 49.
Fuck. Who was it then? Was it Maryland?
New Jersey.
Fuck New Jersey. Yeah. Right?
New Jersey doing the most New Jersey thing and being like, yeah, we got the worst roads. What do you do?
Yeah, we got the worst roads. What do you want to fucking do about it? Now you want to fight?
All right. And on the flip side, who do you think has the best roads?
All right. Let's region. West Coast, question mark.
Nope.
No on the West Coast. Central?
Yeah, more central.
Would you consider this state to be rather flat?
I actually want to re-say it. It's closer to the west than it is the central, but it's not west coast.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I don't think, I've never been. I don't know enough about it. So that there's a hint there. But I don't think of it as flat, I guess.
Not so central, but not west coast, which means it's got to be in. So it'd be along. Would it be along a mountain range, close to a mountain range?
I think so.
Is it Colorado?
It is not.
It is not. Is it? I'll give it one more guess. I'll give it one more fair shake. Central, but closer to Canada, closer to Mexico.
Canada touches.
Closer to Canada touches Canada. Montana.
Ah, so close. Idaho.
It was Idaho. Idaho has the best states, really?
It has, according to this list, it got the best, what is it? The average percent of acceptable roads was 94.78% in Idaho.
Idaho, you know what, Idaho? Congratulations. You've got potatoes and good roads.
Fuck yeah.
happy for you.
Yeah, finally when somebody's like, if we didn't pay taxes, where would the roads come from? We can be like, Idaho, you know, they've got the good roads. Their taxes are actually fucking working.
Oh, outstanding. Well, yeah. Bravo to you, Idaho. And New Jersey, don't ever change.
Right, never. Not a lick. All right. Well.
All right. We're getting close to the end of our episode here, I believe. And we didn't do this the last episode because we were distracted by the eclipse, and the eclipse did look neat. However, you had my chance to die upon a hill. And my dear brother Christian, I understand that you have a hill that you would like to die upon. Why don't you go ahead and hit us with the hill that you would like to die on?
Well, it's interesting you should bring up the last episode, because the hill I want to die on is that I was right to be excited about the fucking eclipse.
You are right to be excited about the fucking eclipse. Go ahead, down the hill.
Oh my God! If anybody didn't see this fucking thing, it was incredible. All right, I can understand why people freaked out and thought the world was gonna end back in the old times, because it was a sight to fucking behold. Evan, did you see it?
I did in fact see it.
I thought it was incredible. I'm not gonna lie though, I had had a couple drinks and I had eaten some mushrooms, but
Whoa, okay. No. We're gonna pump the brakes on this excited rant for a second and say that there might have been two factors at play that helped enhance your ability to
Yeah,
appreciate this natural phenomena.
absolutely. But I had two drinks, which isn't like a fuck ton. I wasn't drunk, but I had a little buzz, and I only ate like a micro dose of shrooms, like just enough to get me high. Like, I wasn't tripping balls. I was just like super high. But either way, it was fucking incredible, man. Like, I watched it through the glasses the whole time. I had the fucking Eclipse playlist going. It was fun. It played, of course, it played Total Eclipse of the Heart, and it played Eclipse by Pink Floyd. But it was fun. Me and my girl were just hanging out in the backyard. We had blue skies. It was beautiful when it fucking happened. It was a wild fucking experience. And when I could see Venus and Jupiter, like, during the middle of the fucking day. That shit was wild to me. And then, hilariously enough, like, when the light started coming back, the music started playing Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles, which was a nice touch. Thanks, randomness. And then this weird random cat just showed up in our yard, scared as fuck. Like, you guys, did you see that shit? But yeah, so my excitement for the eclipse was totally worthwhile. And I know I felt like a little embarrassed about it last week. I was like, I don't know if that's really our jam, but like, the eclipse was awesome. I was totally right to be excited about that. I will die on that hill. I'm actually so excited that we've looked into it, and there's another total eclipse in 2028 near Australia and New Zealand. So we're gonna try to organize a trip and do that.
Ooh, hey, that sounds cool.
Fuck yeah, I've always wanted to like go to Australia and shit. And I'd always wanted to see like a total eclipse. I'd only seen like partial ones, you know? And so like this was like something on my bucket list, you know, like I really wanted to do in my life. And I was really happy when they announced, like, yeah, it's gonna come right over Indiana. I was just so worried there were gonna be clouds. And I remember I woke up and the first thing I did was look out my window and I was like, it's blue skies. It's blue skies as far as the eye can fucking see. It's perfect. Oh, so good. So good. A 10, 10 out of 10, 5 fucking stars, 2 thumbs up. I would literally recommend driving thousands of miles away, have a couple drinks and a little bit of mushrooms. That's what I did, and I thought it was great. Or don't. It's a fucking phenomenal cosmic experience on its own. It was so beautiful. Loved it. C'est magnifique. All right. You guys
Fantastic.
fucking buy me a tombstone, because I am dead on that fucking hill.
Out. Standing.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I have no room to refute such a thing. No, I want to because you're so excited about it.
It's
You
great,
know?
man.
I'm not gonna wait on that. That's delightful. That's fantastic.
I loved it, man. It was a really awesome experience, I thought. All right then.
Well, I think that wraps us up then, doesn't it?
It does. It does. So I want to remind everybody to like and subscribe. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Tell different AI chatbots about us repeatedly so that we start coming up and getting generated in random conversations, because all it is repetition.
That's true. That's true. That's very true. That's how it
Say
works.
nice things about us though, in case that the AI does eventually take over and want to kill us, and maybe they'll keep us around to make the podcast, and that'll be it. We'll be the last two guys on Earth making a podcast for the AIs.
That was a good joke. Yes, it was. I agree.
All
I
right,
thought
then.
this last episode was a little boring.
I cannot see an eclipse and do not care. All right, then. Until next time, thanks for listening. Keep bringing the chaos, support the unions, and free Palestine.
Thank you all so much for listening. Be gay, do crimes.